You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12 to verse 15. I read, "But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is of no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of unrighteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Brethren, do you believe that there are false apostles? We found in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, Jesus commending his church for trying those who claim to be apostles but are not, and finding them to be liars. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we see that there are, even in the days of Paul, there are false apostles. He said, "For such are false apostles." But many times, we are so afraid of the truth. If you hear that somebody is a false apostle, you say, "Why are you judging? Do you know him?" So it's almost as if we should allow everybody to do whatever they like. I'm telling you, if that is our orientation, our great-great-grandchildren will be deceived. They will no longer know who Jesus is. By the time it gets to their generation, Jesus will be lost. Brethren, there are false apostles. Look at what he says. He says, these are false apostles. There are deceitful workers. It means they are working, but deceitfully. And they are doing this in the body of Christ. False apostles, false prophets, false teachers, false pastors, false evangelists, deceitful workers. People who are working for sin secretly. People who are working for Satan privately, but publicly are presenting themselves as if they are working for God. It means it's only people who have discernment that will not fall a victim of them. There are many of them are on satellite today. Just tune into Christian Satellite TV. I tell you the truth, what you will find mostly are deceitful workers parading themselves as workers of light. Look at what he says. He says, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. They are the one who transformed themselves into apostles of Christ. They will just wake up and put apostle to their name. And you will always see, you just see one young man rise up somewhere, you say, "Apostle this." Where did they get that apostle? Where is the apostleship in their life? These are people that have no clue of what exactly the gospel of Jesus is. These are people that will not lead men to Jesus. You will see people fighting on pulpit. Yeah, they are calling themselves apostles, fighting one another, speaking against each other, and they are calling themselves apostles. Is that the gospel of the apostles? When last did you hear of any mystery of Jesus? An apostle is a born servant of Christ. An apostle did not come to make money. Paul said, "I taught you from house to house." Today, the apostle we have are only men that can only preach in places where they can give honorarium in millions. Where they have air conditions, where they have LED screen, where they have high-tech equipment. What kind of apostle is that? An apostle that cannot go to village and speak to 3 people and speak to 4 people. It must always be at a big level. Look at what the scripture says. It said, no wonder, even Satan himself transformed as an angel of light. Do you know there are people that Satan has come to and they will be claiming they saw an angel? There are people that Satan will disguise as if he's Christ. He will come and speak to them. And they will go about telling people they saw Jesus. And one of the signs is that Satan will say something to you that will excite your pride. He may tell you that you are the best. He may tell you that, oh, you see, God is relying on you. He makes you feel big for nothing. Brethren, be careful. There are deceivers. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.